Hallelujah. My turn on. Good morning, Bernie.
Good morning, my brother.
Thank you. I want to say thank you for inviting me to North America. And thank you for honoring me to come and speak to the people of God. I'm deeply, deeply humbled to find myself in this kind of setting. Hallelujah. When the Kenyan brother speaks, you respond. You raise your volume a little bit higher from number 3 to number 6, if that's possible. Do you have anybody here from Kenya? There's a Kenyan. Yes, God bless you. I agree with you. And then there's a Kenyan lady. Oh, my sister, why don't you stand? God bless you. Hallelujah. Grace, yes, we have talked, we have chatted. Let me see how many people are here from Africa. Stand up if you come from Africa. Oh, look at that. Keep standing. Bless you. Zimbabwe, Congo, Kenya. Congo. You're from Kenya? Uganda. Nigeria, the lion of Africa. South Africa. Siyabonga. Unjane. Uyapila. Hallelujah. And then South Africa. I'm almost ready to say Amandra. Wawitu Amanda Gankuru Nkulu. May God bless you. My brothers and sisters from Asia, those who come from Asia, could you want to stand? Canada, do you see what God is doing here? Let's give our brothers and sisters from Asia a hand in the name of the Lord. Bless you. I don't know whether you come from China or from Korea or from Japan, so I don't know whether I'm supposed to bow. I don't know whether I'm supposed to do this. Whatever it is, the Lord bless you. I want to say to the people that have come from outside Canada, and probably you have migrated here, you are living here, the Lord has sent you here as a missionary. Whether you are a student or whether you are a business person or you came here through some circumstances, whether it was genocide or it was war, be prepared to be used of the Lord as a missionary and do it in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I speak that as an African. I speak that as a Kenyan. I believe Canada is a mission field. And the Father, in the name of Jesus, those of us that have come from outside this great land of Canada, Father, may your anointing fall upon us, give us opportunities, and give us avenues to communicate the gospel of Jesus Christ. I release that anointing in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And everybody said, amen. I live and work in a little town in Kenya of about 350,000 people northwest of Nairobi. That is about 6 hours from Nairobi, the capital. And Eldoret is famous for producing these marathon runners. You find them in Chicago Marathon, Boston, New York, or London. I come from that kind of background, and that's where I live and work. 20 years ago, the Lord took me to Eldoret. I used to be in Nairobi. But I had this calling that I needed to get out of Nairobi to go and work in this new area. So we went out there. Actually, there were only three people that we knew. We planted out a church. And in the last 20 years, we have seen that church grow, just become stronger and great. We build it by the grace of God and the strength of God to, you know, and numbers of over 3,000 people. We have had problems. You know, the country got into issues and things. I'm not ready to talk that about that now. But we have planted out some 92 churches out of that congregation. If you want to talk to me about church planting and evangelism, I think we have been there. We have witnessed God working. We have witnessed God save people. We have seen God break in people's lives and change lives powerfully. The person of the Holy Spirit, when he's allowed to work in your life, he has tremendous results for you. I am on television twice a week, and I speak also on radio. I have a 30-minute program and another 15-minute program. I believe we reach out to about 9 million people in that region. We covet your prayers, and we trust that you are making connections, which will open avenues and doors for many of you to come and stand with us as we labor for the Lord in that area. In the church, we run a Christian school. David Freeman was there. We now have 350 children, you know, right from kindergarten to grade 8. And for the first time, we were tested on a national examination. And 14 of our candidates that were tested out of 17 got very good chances to go on to high school. We thank God for that. We are working with orphans because of the HIV situation. And God is doing great things. You know, those little kids, you pick them up in the morning, 6:30 in the morning, and they are crammed up in that school bus, you know. They come out there, we feed them, we're teaching them the word of God, we are giving them a future. We are excited to be doing anything little to make a difference in their lives, and we thank God for that. We are also in the process of establishing an outpatient, you know, medical clinic in an African context. A clinic is where people go and get medication and go away. It's not like North America where you talk of a big hospital. So we are responding to issues like malaria, basic problems like deworming, you know, children, and trying to be of help where we can. So these are the kind of things we are involved in, reaching out, trying to empower people. You know, we are fighting poverty, ignorance, and disease. And as I've interacted with some of you, I believe through the leadership of Bunny and the others, we can have teams coming to us to stand with us and to encourage us in whatever way that can be. And I believe God is making us to meet for His own divine purposes so that His kingdom can be expanded. Hallelujah. May God richly bless you. I'm a married man. I have a wife, two boys, and one girl, and they all love the Lord. This morning, I just want to find some scripture. I don't know how I'm going to go about this. I'm told there's a meal at 12. I don't know whether I pray that we don't have a meal, people go into some kind of fasting mood or something to be done, but let's see what we can do. Hallelujah. I don't stop until after 5 o'clock this afternoon. The book of Psalm 89, verse number 20. Psalm 89, verse number 20. And this text is in my heart this morning. We had a great, great time last night. We had our own man-made plans that the service should end at a particular time, and the nice Canadians can go home for a nice cup of coffee or tea. And the Lord had a different agenda. We stayed on for the next 1 hour plus. I did not go to bed until 1 o'clock this morning. Because when I left this place, the power of God was just going through me. And I was praying and doing intercession. And this morning I woke up again, you know, still arrested in that. And I don't know what God is about to do, but I believe the remaining meetings we are going to see more of God. How many of you were here last night? You agree with me that we had God in the house.
Oh, yeah.
I found some people under the seats there. I don't know what they were doing. But it's like somebody was tearing people's hearts. I heard men scream out, "Remove my pride." I heard people say, "Not anymore. Father, I give you my education, my university certificates and things." I mean, it was awesome. And Canadians, that is the beginning of God working. I had this feeling that this place is on fire for God. And I still maintain, and I stand to be tested on that. We are going to ignite a fire out of this place that is going to touch men's lives. How many of you are prepared for that? I want you to stretch out your hands before I read the word of God. Stretch out your hands and please loud and clear say, "Heavenly Father, send your fire, your holy fire into my life. Holy fire, touch my life powerfully now." Father, do it. Father, do it. I agree with your pastor. He prayed a prayer that touched me. Amen. The Bible says, "I have found my servant David," that is Psalm 89, verse number 20, "with my holy oil I have anointed him, with whom my hand shall be established. Also my arm shall strengthen him. The enemy shall not outwit him, nor the son of wickedness afflict him. I will beat down his foes before his face, and plague those who hate him." Father, we ask that this will be a reality today. God has found David. I'm talking about the Holy Spirit anointing this morning. We are all aware that nobody ascended into power in the Old Testament situation without being anointed. There was no king. There was no Levite, no priest that is served in the temple without the anointing. No prophets prophesied without the anointing. And the anointing was even put on the items that were used for God's service. And in the New Testament, God is looking for men and women to anoint. God is looking for George Gichana. He's looking for a Davis. He's looking for a Bunny. He's looking for so and so. And this morning, you are on a collision course with God to be anointed. For us to crack humanism, secularism, and materialism, That is in the Western society. And for us to stand against the strongholds of the mind, rationalism, for us to crack up the world of drugs, for us to crack up the spirit of witchcraft that comes in a very deceptive manner, we need to be a little bit more enlightened. And God gives us the key this morning. I have found my servant Barney Coombs, as it were. I have found my servant George Gichana. God has to find you. God has to find you. God has to find you in a situation where you are broken and you are available. And you want to be a resolver. You want to be the vessel. You want to be the instruments that will touch lives and change them. Young people that are here, if you're under 40, I'm not against those ones who are above 40, but the Lord is speaking something specifically to you. Be drawn and drink from this anointing. I have found my servant David, with whom my holy oil I have anointed him. We need to thank God for our university degrees, our certificates and diplomas, and all that we can achieve from high schools and institutions of higher learning. But there is something when God finds you and he pours his oil onto your life. North America, hear me loud and clear. The only reason I'm here this morning, it is not because of my academic certificates. I've been to school, it's all right. The only reason why Barney could pull me from Africa pleading, come over and help us, it was like a Macedonian call. It's because of the oil that God has poured onto my life. And as I stand here, I take authority. I break every stronghold of the mind. In the name of Jesus Christ, I rebuke the enemy and I shatter his forces. I loose every mind from the oppression of the enemy. Let this atmosphere be anointed by the grace of God and the riches of God's power to change Canada in North America for Christ. And somebody said amen. Those words are so real. I have found my servant David. May the Lord find you. May the Lord find you. He has his experience, how the Lord found him. You have your own experience. You have yours. I have mine. But I want to plead with you. Can the Lord find you this morning and pour his rich anointing upon your life? That's what we need for service. Whether you're going to work as an accountant, a teacher, an engineer, a lawyer, whatever you're going to be, Father, bring that rich oil into our lives. I don't have anything huge to give to you. I'm not a very seasoned man. I'm not going to go into a lot of details. I just want to give my passion. I want to infect you with what has affected me. I have found my servant David. Are you hearing those words? Last night the Lord was finding some people. I heard our young people scream out and cry. I can't resist anymore. I can't hold anymore. I'm sold out to Jesus. May that happen to my Asian brothers and sisters. May that touch my African brothers. May that touch the North Americans. May that presence over this building this morning in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. I found my servant David. And I've anointed him with my holy oil, with whom my hand shall be established. The anointing establishes. The anointing positions you. The anointing puts you in a place where you will do things you have never done. The anointing mandates you. The anointing enthrones you. The anointing graces you. The anointing favors you. The anointing sends you forth. The anointing makes you a unique person. You may come from a village, but once the oil of God has hit your life, man, that is the longest journey you have studied. Lift up your right hand and say, Lord, anoint me today. You know, we are praying. I pray and I make altar calls as I teach. Yes, anoint me today. Manaka sata kasata dada papa la sata. Yes, Lord, break that bottle. Let the beauty, let the aroma of God touch these lives again. The anointing establishes you. The anointing strengthens you. Oh yes. The anointing will release resources to you. The anointing will bring people to you. The anointing will cause you to do projects you never thought you will. You'll put up a radio station. You'll put up a television station. You will build a school. You will run a medical institution. You will take nations for God. The anointing sending you to Bolivia or Honduras or sending you to Colombia or sending you to Kenya or to Rwanda or to Burundi. The anointing. Boy, there's a lion in me. I feel like I want to burst. I want to burst. My American brothers and sisters, do you understand what I'm talking about? God says, stop thinking small. God says, stop thinking darkness. God says, stop thinking failure. My anointing is powerful enough to make you write those books. To begin that Bible school. The anointing is capable to lift you up out of this economic crunch. My Asian brothers, indulge. Soak yourself into this anointing. My African brothers, swim into this thing. My American brothers, oh, embrace it. Die with it. I have found my servant David. And I have anointed him with my holy oil. The preparation of this oil was so special. It is not anything. You went downtown and you bought it from Walmart or Cusco or whatever. Huh? It was specially prepared. There was a formula. Oh my God. Open my eyes. Open my ears. Lord, touch this body. Let that oil pour on me this morning. I need you. Do you need him this morning? Amen. Do you need him this morning? Amen. Let me tell you something. When the anointing hits you, what you call your sickness will not be a sickness. What you call your condition, where you are trapped up, man, the anointing will liberate you. Huh? Some of you, you may not need to see the doctor again. Huh? Ala shakata sata lata. I prophesied on those sicknesses that are both at the servants of the Lord. Break right now in Jesus' name. I curse There are sicknesses that doctors are not able to handle. Father, I call for that holy anointing to descend and destroy anything that the enemy has planted. And I release you in the mighty name of Jesus. If you have a condition with depression, in the name of Jesus, be set free. If you are struggling with a heart condition, may the Lord cause your heart to be healed. If you have a situation in your body where certain organs of the body have been affected because of the sugar situation in your body, I speak in the name of Jesus, be healed, be restored, and come back to yourself the way God has created you. You better receive it with a big amen.
Amen.
Rheumatoid arthritis, in the name of Jesus, I speak to you right now. And I declare that healing to come upon you in such a powerful way. Father, I want to thank you. I want to bless you. I want to thank you that you are a healing people. Right now, put your hands on your heart, everybody. Say, Lord Jesus, send your power. Heal me physically. In the name of Jesus, every disease that is holding me captive, in the name of Jesus, break right now. Break right now. Break right now. I want you to pray in tongues for a few moments. Nana koba shata kata daba. As your hands are on your chest, pray in tongues. Release that anointing. Let it work on your life. Nana koba shata dadiata. Chado koba datariatari. Endodora bere heta kayada. Horatada. Father, we release a healing anointing. We release a delivering anointing. We release a powerful anointing. Father, let there be miracles. Let there be miracles. Let there be miracles. Those situations which have divided the doctors, those situations where people have spent a lot of money, right now, lift up! Lift up! Lift up! Be healed in Jesus' name. Huh? Huh? It is done in Jesus' name. And everybody said amen.
Amen.
And everybody said amen.
Amen.
Throw up your hands and say, I receive it.
I receive it.
Come on, say it with passion and with anger. I receive it. Oh, yes. I have found my servant David. And I've anointed him with my whole oil. My hand shall establish him. My arm will strengthen him. The enemy will not beat him. The son of wickedness will not afflict him. I will beat the enemies that come to attack him on the face. I will plague those that are after him. Hallelujah. 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 What is this anointing? It's a divine enablement by God for an ordinary person that makes himself or herself to operate in an extraordinary way. It's a divine enablement that it takes on an ordinary person and it makes that person extraordinary. That's why Samson was able to lift up the city gates, take them very far. There are extraordinary things we need to do in Kelowna, where you come from. Extraordinary things we need to do in California, where you come from. The Lord needs to empower us. And I want you to know this has nothing to do with age. We need that divine enablement. We need it. Urgently, we need it. I want to say a few things what the anointing will do. Hallelujah. I like the quietness and I like the hunger. And I like the curiosity and I like the anticipation. You know, we came here and we prayed as leaders. And I was saying, Lord, why don't you burn this church? Burn it up with your fire. May this be a place where people just go out burning. The anointing breaks satanic yokes. The yokes of Satan are broken. What does Isaiah 10:27 tell us? God says in his word, and I love this. Hallelujah. It shall come to pass in that day. There is something called that day. Amen. There is a day in your life that the burden will be taken away from your shoulder, and this yoke from your neck, and the yoke shall be destroyed because of the anointing. There is a day when the burden is taken away. I will not carry this cancer anymore. I'm not going to live under drugs because of depression. I refuse the drug situation in my life. The burden must be taken away. My shoulders, where my strength is, must be lightened. In anything that has yoked my neck, it shall be destroyed. In other words, you look for it, you'll never find it again. Because of the anointing. I don't know what yoke you are carrying. Huh? When we are talking about people being broken, others did not see their situation until the Holy Spirit started to send a strong searchlight. This is when we had later on people crying out, I can't hold it anymore. Lord, take my pride away. And there are yokes we carry. Yokes of oppression. Huh? The enemy depresses us. The enemy hits at our marriages, hits at our finances. The enemy attacks our children. The enemy attacks the church. And these are yokes. And they can be very oppressive. But the Bible says, in that day, the yoke shall be taken away. I want to believe prophetically the Lord is removing certain yokes here. People are so lonely. You know, I've noticed in the Western world when I'm here, everybody looks okay, everybody looks nice and good, you know. They are nicely clean, they are beautiful, they put on their perfumes. That's not what it is inside. Huh? People are lonely. People are desperate. People want help. People want somebody they can cry to. They want to find meaning and purpose to life. I don't know what your yoke is, but whatever it is, let it break in Jesus' name. The anointing differentiates and it distinguishes individuals and ministries. It will sort you out to bring you out. It will paint you clear, loud and clear. Huh? Your ministry, you are alive. My African brothers, if there is anything we bring to the West, it is prayer, it is faith, it is evangelism. And I know the same thing comes from Asia. Pass it on. Pass it on in the name of Jesus. Pass it on. In 1 Kings 18:42. First Kings 18, verse number 42. I find something here that we can read again. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Verse number 42. So Ahab went up to eat and drink, and Elijah went up to the top of Carmel. Then he bowed down on the ground and he put his face on his knees and said to his servant, "Go out now, look towards the sea." So he went up and he looked and said, "There is nothing." Seven times he said, "Go again." Look at verse number 46. Then the hand of the Lord came upon Elijah. Everybody say, the hand of the Lord.
The hand of the Lord.
He got up his loins and he ran ahead of Ahab to the entrance of Jezreel. I'm sure if he was in Boston, he could have won the marathon.
Yeah.
The anointing identified him, distinguished him, made him different. Hallelujah. And there are some of us who are going to leave this place. The Lord has identified us. The Lord has anointed us. There are pastors who are going back home. They'll preach different. They'll pray different. They will tackle problems with a different anointing. It is not going to be a barren ground. I promise you. It is not going to be another situation where you don't know what you're supposed to do. The anointing liberates people from the power and the influence of the oppressor. The anointing liberates people from the power and the influence of the oppressor. We read this in 2 Corinthians 3:16. Hallelujah. 2 Corinthians 3:16. Nevertheless, when one turns to the Lord, the veil is taken away. Now the Lord is the Spirit, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is what?
Liberty.
You will not come under the influence of the oppressor. There are situations you will never again talk about them in your life. You will tell people, "I used to be, I am not." Because the Spirit liberated me. You know, the anointing will educate and enlighten the mind and the intellects of the people. Psalm 119. Verse number 99. Psalm 119. Verse 99. I have more understanding than all my teachers. Your testimonies are my meditation. Then we discovered yesterday from 1 John 2 and 20. The anointing you have received, which is the word who is the Lord, will make you know all these things. In 1 John 2:27, the anointing will teach you all the truth. Yes, our minds and our intellect, when we get in touch with the holy fire of God, there is some revelation. There is some insight that comes. There is something that opens me to see things in a different way. The anointing causes situations to be transformed. Lives are transformed and ministries are transformed. I want to show you that from 1 Samuel chapter 10. Verse number 1. Are we doing all right? Are we doing all right? 1 Samuel 10 and 1. Then Samuel took the flask of oil, poured it on his head, and he kissed him and said, "Is it not because the Lord has anointed you to be a commander over his inheritance?" There is transformation. Look at verse number 6. The Spirit of the Lord will come upon you. You will prophesy with them and be turned into another man. The anointing turns you to be somewhat different. 1 Samuel 10 and 6. Yes, look at verse number 9. So it was when he had turned his back to go from Samuel that God gave him another heart. And all those signs came to pass in that day. The anointing changes you and it gives you another heart. Amen. You'll have a different perspective about money. Hallelujah. You'll have a different outlook to people from different nations and races. Hallelujah. Your heart will be turned. There's a brother there when I said, how many Kenyans are here, stood up. His heart has been turned to be a Kenyan. They are here, people with hearts for India, for Rwanda, for Burundi, for Sri Lanka, maybe for Bolivia, Honduras, I don't know where. But the Lord will give you a different heart. And I pray that that becomes a reality. There are African brothers and sisters here who need to come out front, lead. Serve. Release the oil that is in you to our North American brothers and sisters. Lead in prayer meetings. Lead in spiritual warfare. Impart faith. Come out clear. Lay hands on people. Speak to cancer in the name of Jesus. Attempt to do things you have not done. But there is an anointing that makes you a different person. Begin to prophesy. Father, you do it in the name of Jesus. Father, you do it in the name of Jesus. The anointing will transform those hard situations to change. I want everybody to say loud and clear, my hard situation is changing through the power of God. Do you believe in what you have said? Huh? Ah, yes. You know, in Africa, people go to see doctors. Doctors tell them, hey, you are due for an operation. You need to come up quickly, maybe in the next 2 days. You know what they do? They run quickly to church. Amen. They say, is anybody here with oil? Anoint me, pray for me, stand with me. When they go back, some of the operations have been stopped. The doctors will not continue because they did not know what happened. Huh? Hear this and hear it from me. This happened about 1 month ago. Somebody came into a service and their hand was broken, actually broken. They had taken the x-rays and they had put on the plaster on them. But this person came to church and the pastor was so anointed. It's not me, another pastor. Said, oh, I feel like the Lord wants to heal somebody's hand here. So he obeyed. All he did was just to get hold of that hand and said, in the name of Jesus, let every bone get back to its place. And they said, amen. And the guy was so electrified, he wanted to jump. Say, something has happened. Can I remove this? The pastor said, no. Go back to the doctor. Let them do it. And for sure he went back. They did another x-ray. They said, something has happened. They removed the plaster. So that pastor started to pray for people with broken limbs. And he has prayed for over 10. I'm talking of things that have taken place around Mount Kenya. The eastern side of Kenya. The anointing is awesome. The anointing is awesome. Ah. Bala shakala sata kata la papa. I want to read a normal passage you know, and we pray. We bring this service to an end. The book of Acts, chapter 2, verse number 1. When the day of Pentecost had fully come, they were all with one accord in one place. Suddenly, there came a sound from heaven, as a sound of a rushing mighty wind, filled the whole house where they were sitting. There appeared on them divers tongues as of fire, and sat upon each of them. They were all filled with the Holy Spirit. They began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. There's something when people are together. The Bible says suddenly from heaven came a sound like a mighty rushing wind, filled the house where they were all, appearing on them are tongues of fire that is sat upon each one of them. Father, may those tongues be upon us today. They were all filled with the Holy Spirit. They began to speak in tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. Follow these guys after this experience. In the streets, cripples were walking. In the streets, every kind of sickness was healed. They were put in prisons. The next day, they found these guys are out. Their prayer meetings were characterized by shaking. They prayed, and the place where they were, it was shaken. Shaken literally. And they became very bold. They became very courageous. They shook cities. They took villages for God. They handled difficult situations. The anointing is what we need today. Canada, for Jesus, but with the anointing. America must be shaken with the power of God. I think it's good I read this verse and then I'm done. The book of Acts chapter 4. Verse number 29. Now, Lord, look at the threats. Grant your servants that with all boldness we may speak your word. This is after they had healed somebody who was sick. And everybody wanted to file up a case against them. They requested that they be bold. Can I pray that the Lord makes us to be bold in Canada? Can I request that the Lord gives us divine boldness through the anointing. Look at verse number 29. Now, Lord, look at their threats and grant your servants that with all boldness they may speak your word by stretching out your hand to heal, that signs and wonders may be done through the name of your holy servant Jesus. They requested that God's hand to heal, signs and wonders, characterize their lives through the name of Jesus. Look at verse number 31. When they had prayed, everybody say, when they had prayed. Let me hear that again. When they had prayed, the place where they were assembled together was shaken. And everyone was filled with the Holy Spirit. They spoke the word of God with boldness. Look at verse number 33. With great power, the apostles gave the witness of the resurrection of the Lord Jesus, and great grace was upon them all. Great power and great grace comes out of the heavenly shaking. Great boldness comes to us once the Holy Spirit has baptized us afresh. And there's a bit of some shaking we need to do here. Lord, shake the drug culture. Shake the intellectual bondages. Shake the world of materialism. Shake the laziness in the church. Father, shake us out of organized religion. Fill us again with your power. I have hope. I believe the church is changing. There is a supernatural shaking coming. And it's taking place here. Last night I saw young people vibrating. You know, some of them were vibrating as if, you know, the wind was blowing on them. Oh, I have found David my servant. And with my holy oil have anointed him. Lord, come upon us this morning. Close your Bibles. Close your Bibles for the remaining few moments. Let's just lock ourselves in to the presence of this man called Jesus. He is in the house. He is in the house. He's in the house. He is in the house. I promise you he's in the house. He is in the house. If we can just hold on as we pray, let his presence come upon us. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Once again, lift up your hands and say, both of your hands, Lord, come upon us.
Lord, come on.
I want you to say it a little bit more louder. Come on.
Lord, come on.
Twice more.
Lord, come on.
Three times more.
Lord, come on.
Four times more.
Lord, come on.
Five times more.
Lord, come on.
That's 60 times. The last time. Put your hands on your stomach and be quiet. Holy fire. Rich anointing. I ask you to descend in power. Shake the lives of the Canadians. Shake the life of the Asians. Shake the lives of the Africans. Shake us out. Father, may we feel your power. That is, signs and wonders will be done. May the fire of God come upon us now. Nakasitiki kata santa laba. Nanduku rabo sikaita riba. Nunduruku busitiki ataka yakuburata. Mando rokobobositi kaya torebi urata kaya da 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 bori nani kaseti adorebi rondo robobosi kaya torebi mando rokobobaba. Open your mouth and begin to pray. There is something in the house. Mando rokobabo rekaya torebi inakaya da da derebi urata da kaya darebi. Come on, pray out loud. Mando rekaya da de 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 ina kaya da rababo unda rakata sa ta 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 rebe yando rukura da diata rabo rebe ora kababo re diata rebe ina kaya da raba rebe undo rababo charaba. There's something happening. Come on, come on, come on, lift up your voices. Come on, lift up your voices. Call on the name of the Lord. Ina kaya babo mama mama babo rebe yanda rebe. Oh, da 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 baby, yes, take it, yes, yes. Ina kada kata ta da da ba. Ina nakaburi. Oh, duko baba sa ta ta. Young people pray. Fathers and mothers pray. The elderly people pray. Ina kabobo sita da ba. Shandoro do do babo. Ina kaya da rebe. Ina nadoro rebe. Danda da da kaya da do babo rebe. Don't hold back. Don't hold back. Come on, lift up your voices. Lift up your voices. Lift up your voices. Let God touch your lives again. I release the anointing for healing. I release the anointing for miracles. I release the anointing for courage. I release the anointing for people that will fight the devil and destroy his strongholds. I tell you, there is something that happens when the church prays together in power, when the church prays together in authority. Holy fire come upon us. 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 Holy fire come upon us now. Waves and waves and waves and waves and waves of God's power. There's something here we have touched. There's something here we are touching. There's something of God's release. There is something that causes sicknesses to die. There is something here that causes depression and anxiety and the anger to be defeated. There is something that smashes the spirit of lust and addiction. There is something here that destroys every stronghold. Without you, Lord, I can do nothing. 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 I ask you right now, in your own pure way, see the cry of every heart here. Feel that need. Heal that broken life. Restore. Father, you told me you will do a major work of restoration. Ah. Marriages, relationships, people that are hurting because of the economic crunch. They have lost homes. They have lost their finances. Father, people that are wounded, people that have gone through church situations where they were hurt and they are not ready again to identify with the church. Young people that are in situations they don't know what to do. Father, sometimes doubt has held their mind. They are questioning the validity of the Word of God. Father, you said you'll do the healing. I want us to lift up our hands to the Lord. I see people weeping here. I see people crying here. Let Him do His work in your life. Your hands lifted up is a sign of surrender to the Lord. I may never get to you, but there's something that's happening. Can you open up your mouth and just pray? Just pray. Just pray. Just pray. Just pray. Just pray. Just pray. Hallelujah. Just pray. Yes, push in into what God is doing here. Don't get embarrassed. Don't get ashamed. Yes, there's something that is breaking.
There is something that is breaking. There is something that God is doing here. And very many young people are under the searchlight of God. Very many young people here, God is focusing on you. There are people here that have had a terrible life. The Lord is cleaning you. He's cleaning you out of drugs. He's cleaning you out of those sexual experiences that have been terrible. The Lord is cutting the prisons. You are getting out. I want to thank you, Lord. I want to bless you. I want to believe that you have found somebody here. You have found your own David. You have found a man. You have found a woman. You have found that young man. You have found that young girl. Yes, you have found that grandpa, that grandma. And with your oil, you have anointed them. I just pray that which is on me, let it be passed on to them now. I pray for cancers to be healed. I pray for asthma to leave. I pray for blood situations to be healed. I pray for backaches to be healed. Father, I pray that you heal the eyes. I pray that, Lord, the people that are struggling with the skin conditions, you heal them. I pray that you touch those stomachs. Father, where things nobody knows what to do next, bring a restoration. I thank you. I bless you. And I worship you. You are Lord in Jesus' name. And everybody said amen.
Amen.
And everybody said amen.
Amen.
If we had one more hour to pray in and to just to lean around what God has released, there's a lot more we'll see. But let me encourage you. When you hear things like this, you go home. It's not time to watch television. It's time to lock in yourself with God. Sometimes 2-3 days of prayer and fasting will cause you to see a little bit more than what we've just heard. I have this conviction that there are people here that God has touched. There's a shaking that has taken place here. And long after I'm gone, testimonies are going to come. It was at that meeting my breakthrough came. You know why? I found my servant David with my holy oil. I have anointed him. My hand will establish him and he will be strengthened. The enemy will not destroy him, neither will wickedness and oppression from the enemy defeat him. I say to you, you will not die. Any coffin that has been prepared by the enemy for your early death, I refuse it. In Jesus' mighty name, you shall live to declare the miracles of God. May the Lord bless you and walk in that anointing for many, many, many days to come. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen.